it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Now, Clare's Best Young Entrepreneurs were awarded at a ceremony last month. Indeed, we met one of them already on the programme, Ciara McGran of Rahu, based in Ennis. She won in the Best Idea category. We wanted to meet some of the other winners, though, as well this morning. And I'm joined in studio by a couple of guests. Ciara O'Halloran is with me. She's from the Red Bank Food Company, which is based in, she's based in UK, and she's the overall winner of the Best Young Entrepreneur and also one of the Best Established Business category in the awards, Ireland Best Young Entrepreneur Award, the Clare edition, I suppose. Ciara, good morning to you and congratulations.
Good morning, thanks very much.
Tell me about the Red Bank Food Company.
Well, we trade in live seafoods. We work with a number of local oyster farmers, fishermen, mussel fishermen and clams. And we take in the product, hold it and keep it alive and then prepare it for market. So a lot of our business is export, so we ship to different countries as well as doing some of the restaurants in the home market as well.
Okay, so what countries are you exporting?
Yeah, we export to Dubai, we export to China, we export to Holland and Malta, and we've started restaurants in UK as well.
Oh, wow, so you're going from UK to the Far East?
We are, yeah.
And how long has the company been running?
The company is going just over 3 years. It's about 3.5 years going. So I restarted a business that my father had previously. So I suppose I grew up around the business, mainly eating it as opposed to working in it. But yeah, so for the last 3.5 years, then we've been back established.
And you say we, is it a big operation, small operation?
No, I mean, it's a family-based business. So it's me and my father, my brother's involved as well. And then we've a few guys that work with us as well. So no, it's not a massive operation.
And as the awards show, you're going well from that point of view, but how is business generally?
Yeah, it's good. It's picking up and going all the time. And hopefully it'll keep going that way. So it has its challenges and its successes. But luckily enough, it's all going in the right way. So it's great.
Glad to hear it. And is it tough? Are you enjoying it? Is there anything about being in business that has surprised you, I suppose?
Yeah, I suppose for me, business wasn't my background. So I'm learning it as I go along. And it's definitely been an absolute roller coaster. So there's as many challenges as there are successes. Some days it feels like it's leaning one way and then it comes back around another way. So yeah, I suppose the big thing, like, this programme has been fantastic. And IBYE, in terms of the timing of it, is brilliant because it gets you kind of rethinking and refocusing on your business and allows you plan for the year ahead and the coming years. So yeah, it's been fantastic, a real roller coaster, but it's great learning all the time, and I suppose you're learning about yourself all the time as well.
We'd like to learn a little bit more about the process in a few minutes as well. Stay with us. That's Ciara O'Halloran there from UK of the Red Bank Food Company. Another category winner at the awards was Christina Nihiki. She's a Kayla based in Lahinch. Christina.
Yeah, hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, and thanks so much for coming in to us. Tell me about Kayla.
Yeah, so at Kayla we make kombucha, which is a traditional probiotic drink.
Kombucha?
Yeah, so it's really well timed to be here today because it's full of good bacteria, so anyone that's made New Year's resolutions, I think Ciara will agree that it's good timing for both of us. They're really healthy products.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to help out on that one. You have to tell me a little bit more about the product, though.
What,
in layman's terms.
Yeah, so it's a probiotic drink. It started in China. They wanted to create an elixir for the emperor. And then Kambu was a doctor who was travelling around Japan. He was travelling from Japan at the time, and he thought it was great stuff. So he started promoting it. And now it's kind of hit a resurgence where people are looking back to how people traditionally prepared food. So it's full of good bacteria. So it's really great for the immune system and the gut. Mm. And as a lot of research is coming out now about how the gut health impacts on the rest of the body, it's just a great drink to start that process of immunity.
And is this like one of those little probiotic drinks that you pick up?
So I brought one actually for yourself start off.
It looks like a bottle of beer.
You're right.
It looks like a bottle of beer.
It is, because you see the bacteria inside are light sensitive, so that's why it's in a dark glass bottle. And you stay away from plastic as well, because the bacteria can leach the plastic. So it's best brewed in wood and glass. And so because it's a non-alcoholic drink, I'm teaming up with Galway Bay Brewing to put it into the bars as an alternative for people that aren't, maybe are driving or just aren't drinking for the night.
So. Is it tasty?
Yeah, yeah. I hope that after you try it, you'll say that later in the show.
We'll see you later on. Tell me, though, how did you get into this, or where did...
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm from a farming background, so I knew that I wanted to work with something outside, and I pick all of the ingredients, like meadowsweet and elderflower and rose and hawthorn. So I just started travelling. Like I travelled between people who were specialists in it with the Weston A. Price Foundation. In America, I travelled by bike between farms and I learned different techniques. And then I just ended up getting really into fermentation, and it just ticked all the boxes.
And was that always with the aim of starting up your own business?
I don't think I ever really aimed on starting my own business. I don't think a lot of people don't. I find, like, really it's kind of you just get really passionate about something, and one thing leads to another. Like, I started doing farmers markets, and there's loads of really great farmers markets that are supported in Clare. Like the Picnic Basket would do a lot of them. Kathy, she's based in Ennisdiamond, but she gave me a lot of help in the Ennisdiamond farmers market. And then you get to learn what people want and you just tweak it from that. I'm sure Kira, you'd agree it's the same.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You find out what people like and then you kind of tailor towards that. And then I started doing festivals, and then I got loads of help from the local enterprise office, and I did festivals like Ballymaloe's Festival, Litfest.
Okay.
And I started to stock down there. So
so things are going well.
Yeah, I think it's just a case of, like, for me, I listen to an awful lot of other people, and then I just kind of learn from them, like.
That might be a good moment to bring in our other guest this morning, who's Linda Early. Now, she's with Clare's local enterprise office. She's a senior enterprise development officer. Good morning to you, Linda.
Good morning.
And thanks for joining us. The idea behind these awards is not just to honour the best young entrepreneurs in the county, but to foster entrepreneurship amongst young businesses, to give them a leg up. And I know it's part of a much broader process as well. And one which, according to one and all, that sounds like it's working.
No, it's definitely working. It's in its fourth year now. As part of the local enterprise office, we run it for people aged 18 to 35 year old in three categories. So we had the best idea, the best startup, and best established categories. There's a 50,000 euro prize fund that is at county level, and then obviously when they go on to regional levels, there's further prize funds.
Yeah, Christina and Kira, and also Kira McGran, who we met before Christmas, they'll all be going on to regional and national, hopefully national competitions.
They'll
as
all
well.
Be, exactly. And as part of the process, they go through a rigorous boot camp, we'd call it, where they work through their business plans, honing their value propositions, getting themselves ready for investor pitches longer term. As Kira said, you know, it's a great opportunity to take a step back, especially for the best established categories and startups, you know, who kind of are running their business day to day, but not necessarily taking the time out to review their business, looking at where they're going forward. And this is a great opportunity to do that, as well as to network with other like-minded entrepreneurs that you often don't take the time out to do. Mm. So feedback from it every year has been very positive. And as we said, we hopefully are going on to the regional competition, and hopefully we'll get a winner going on to national level.
Hopefully indeed, like we did last year, I know, obviously, with Damien and Scarif. But when you go through this process, when you meet with all of the winners and everybody who enters, I hope it fills you with some optimism in terms of businesses being established and thriving in this county.
Definitely. I mean, this year we saw an uprise in the applications from the startup and established categories, which is fantastic, because it's not just people, you know, coming up with business ideas and not necessarily progressing within their businesses. So to see an increase in the number of established businesses coming through the competition and through the Leo office is fantastic to see.
Christina, your category was the best startup.
Yeah.
How tough has it been to start business in Clare in the last little while?
Well, I think established businesses are always very supportive of other businesses. I suppose, obviously, the challenge is the tourism market. So, like, when I started in the farmers market, it was great. I kind of built up a loyal kind of routine of having the same people coming every week. So I found, like, Hotel Doolin was great for my business in the summer because they had a lot of tourists coming, and kombucha is huge in America. So the likes of, there's an awful lot of businesses as well in Lahinch that would have supported me, like Dodie Cafe and Hugo's Deli. So linking into that made it an awful lot easier. But I think having such a great pool of people, like the mentors that helped us for the competition was Teresa Mulville from Smart Marketing, who was great for kind of confidence building and giving you that direction, like you said, just rechecking your value proposition. And Elizabeth Kenny is Damien's wife, and they do Flexibod, and just getting that knowledge of where I suppose what I found was when you talk to an awful lot of people, you save an awful lot of money because they say, maybe don't do
These
that.
These are the mistakes that
yeah,
I made.
Yeah, so I think Clare's a great county for that. I thought it was great, and obviously there's those challenges as well.
And what's it like then, Ciara, in terms of... You're in the best established category as well as being the overall winner, but you talked about your business going and exporting to countries all over the world. You probably have to be located near the coast because of your product, but is it difficult to then in turn to try and reach out to the world from the west of a little rock at the edge of Europe?
Yeah, it can be. I suppose the food industry in Ireland has grown with reputation globally, which is amazing. And more and more, in particular oysters, so we have Flaggy Shore oysters, and Irish oysters are becoming globally recognised as being one of the top qualities around the world, which is fantastic. Our big competitors would be France a lot of the time. And initially when started 3 years ago and started with the Asian market, the answer when you would have approached customers was like, oh no, we don't take Irish oysters, we only buy the French. Where now you're constantly getting inquiries looking for them. But yeah, it is. And funnily enough, I suppose it's nearly easier to export to places like Dubai and China than it is to get the product to London, or, you know, it's easier nearly go further. Because of between freight services and courier services, and Shannon is on a doorstep, so a lot of our stuff goes from Shannon. It's just harder. It's sometimes nearly a longer transit time.
Because they have got more of an established customer, like they maybe traditionally they've looked to France, and you're trying to change their minds. Whereas in the newer markets, they're open to more things. Is that it?
That would be part of it. And then I suppose there would be more competition within the UK, anyways, with oysters and stuff like that. And it is easier to get product on mainland Europe from mainland Europe as opposed to, as you say, a small rocky patch on the west of Ireland. But in saying that, because of the location, we know we can stand over it. We know we've got grade A water, we've got quality water, and we can sell the story of how the product, as in the oysters and the mussels and the clams, the flavour of them comes from the burn as well as the wild Atlantic, which proves a nice story as well.
Very good. It's an easy sell, hopefully. Are there any other issues maybe that you've encountered, or are there drawbacks in doing business in this part of the world?
Well, I don't know. I kind of focus on the positive, and I find like collaboration is great. Is a great advantage if you're kind of stumbling over anything at the beginning. Like a friend of mine, Eric Nolan, is a great baker. He would have worked in a lot of Michelin restaurants, and his company is called Urban Cake. So we teamed up at the farmer's market at the beginning, and we just started working. Like, he would use the kombucha in his sourdough bread, and he's become quite a legend around Lahinch. And he's actually, just to give him a plug, he's doing a class in Lahinch in the new year now. So if anybody wants to check him out for that. So I find any challenges that you have maybe can be dealt with communication, and I have to say, like, again, like the local enterprise board have been great for that, where if you have a problem, they know somebody who you can get mentoring with who can fix that problem. So maybe time is the issue.
Trying to fit everything in,
you can't get.
It's good to hear that, Linda, that the established businesses are helping out.
Yeah,
you know,
because
they're busy as well, you know, there's no two ways about it.
Yeah, no, we have a large mentor panel with experts in various areas in terms of finance, marketing, business supports. And a lot of these people have gone through a lot of the challenges that our client portfolio and the kind of micro and smaller businesses are only starting to see. And if any of the experienced business people can give someone a hand to make sure they don't go through the problems that maybe others have gone through, then it's well worth.
And are you still getting people coming to you saying, I've got this business idea, or I've just started this business, or whatever it might be, what
Definitely.
Can you do to help me?
Yeah, no, for sure. Even this morning, you know, January is a great time to start. I saw emails coming in this morning going, I'm looking at starting up a business. So definitely we're seeing more and more companies looking for supports. We had our evaluation committee meeting in December, and we had the largest number of applications going forward in the committee. So we're definitely seeing an uprise in the number of startups and established companies trying to develop.
And is it a good time to set up a business? I mean, on one hand you talk about these green shoots, which is a phrase I hate because it, you know, nobody sees it, and you hear from people that they're still struggling, and there's plenty in the papers whatever day you pick them up that, you know, we still haven't quite recovered anything close to where we were 10 years ago, for example. But is it a good time to take the jump if somebody is thinking of doing that?
I think so. I think there's huge opportunities out there, and I think you can make the opportunities for yourself. As you said, you can come from Newquay and sell to Dubai. You know, there's plenty of opportunity in it. I think if you get your value proposition right and understand your market, and as we said, we work with a number of panel in terms of mentors, but we also have a number of Start Your Own Business courses where people go through that to determine whether they should go into business. We have a number of them starting now in January, marketing programs starting in January, digital marketing, which is becoming even more popular. It fills up the minute we put it online. So, you know, there's huge opportunity out there. I think it's just to find the niche for yourself.
Would you recommend it?
Well, I would say, like, I think you start small as well, like farmers markets. If you kind of have an idea and you go to farmers market, you'll know by the end of the day whether you should invest in your own business. So
for the people walk past or stop at the stall.
Yeah, because it kind of gives you the chance to be shopkeeper for the day without kind of putting in thousands. Sure. And also, I just think the public are great for letting you know what they want. So I think if anyone has an idea, that would be a great way to go.
Good advice. Yeah, can you top that?
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. It's the more you get out chatting to your potential customers, the more you actually realise, and it kind of either vilifies what you're about to do or...
which is a good thing too. Yeah,
absolutely. So and it gives you the opportunity to talk, and very often when you're doing your own business, and any entrepreneur gets into it because they're passionate about it, but you can be passionate in the world if there's no market there for you. So it kind of gives you a good chance and a good opportunity to find out whether it's worth doing or not.
Absolutely. Indeed. You're both, as I say, part of the Team Clare, as you were dubbed off air, going forward now for the regional and national finals. Are you excited about that? Hopefully,
yeah, absolutely, up the banner.
Absolutely. And so see all of us. And Linda, I'm not looking to make your life even busier, but if there are people out there and they're listening to this thinking that they want to be in these chairs in 12 months' time, what do you want them to do? How can they get involved with the local enterprise office in Clare?
So obviously they can contact us at any time. It's not just through the IBYE competition that we're open to support. We can start supporting them straight away. But the competition does run from September onwards. So it'll go live on www.ibye.ie in September, apply through the process, and then if you're shortlisted, you'll go through the boot camp and come out the other end, hopefully.
And in the meantime, get in touch with Clare's local enterprise office as well.
Exactly.
We wish all of the Clare winners, Christina, Kira and Kira, all the very best as well. And Linda as well, thank you very much for joining us
on
the programme this morning. Frankie Cook, what is next?
Morning Focus, in association with Fly Shannon. Pack more into your day with up to 38 departures each week to London. Explore more today on shannonairport.ie.